Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The focus of this ministry is to assist people to understand and fulfill the purpose God has for their lives. We want to help you to connect the dots that reveal God's call upon your life. There are millions of people who live in frustration today because they have no clues regarding why they exist. And this teaching tonight is called Solving the Puzzle of Purpose. You know, the deepest craving of the human spirit is to find a sense of significance and relevance. One of the greatest tragedies in life is not death, but a life without purpose or meaning. I have good news for you today. There is a master plan and a blueprint for your life. You were created by God with a purpose that was designed to impact both time and eternity. The Bible provides the pieces of the puzzle we all need to identify who we were created to be. In the book of Genesis, it says, "In the beginning, God." Everything begins with God. We cannot dismiss Him or eliminate Him from our lives. Psalm 14 and 1 says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." To discover our identity and purpose, we must first go to God. Genesis 1 and 26 says, "We were created in the image of God." So only He knows how and why He created us. When we approach God for answers about life, one of the first things we must deal with is the issue of sin in our lives. This is an important piece of the puzzle. Sin is not something we've done, but rather something we've inherited. It is a result of Adam's willful disobedience to God. Now let's turn to Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, and I'm going to ask Steve to read that for us, because we're going to begin to understand how sin was transferred to each of us in humanity.
"Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned."
Well, you may ask yourself, well, why is that important? The fact is, God will not deal with us until we have dealt with the sin issue. Isaiah 59 and 2 says, "Your iniquities have separated you and your God, and your sins have caused Him to hide His face from you, and He will not hear." Well, how do we deal with the issue of sin? How do we move forward with identifying our purpose? We must accept and believe in God's remedy for our sins. And His name is Jesus Christ. There are so many individuals today who will tell you that there are many roads to God. But I'm here to let you know that's just not true. There is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. God sent Jesus to eliminate the sin problem in our lives. A familiar portion of Scripture, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:35 and 36 tells us about the importance of accepting Jesus Christ in our lives. Listen to what it says. "The Father loves His Son and has given Him authority over all things." Jesus Christ has been given by God the authority regarding all things. even your purpose. He who believes on the Son, Jesus, has everlasting life. And he that does not believe will not see life, but God's just judgment will abide upon him. You see, the purpose for your existence extends beyond this life. God created us eternal beings. Luke chapter 16 and verse 20 through 24 reads and tells us that when we die, there is another life that will come after. And I'm going to ask Steve to turn to Luke chapter 16, verses 20 to 24, and read that for us.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
Jesus revealed to us the events that occurred after two men died. One was immediately taken by the angels into the presence of God, and the other lifted up his eyes in hell. The Lord was explaining to us the difference between those who accept him as Savior and those who refuse him. Heaven and hell are real places. And you have been given an eternal spirit that will live forever. No one really dies. And therefore, it's important for us to prepare for eternity. And the only successful preparation for eternity comes through accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior. By accepting Jesus Christ, a part of your purpose will be to rule with him in the world to come. Listen to what Revelation 20 and verse 6 says. Blessed and holy is he that is a part of the first resurrection. They will be priests of God in Christ and reign with him 1,000 years. Think about that. The trials that you're going through in life, the tests that you're going through in life, the circumstances that you're enduring here are not just to prepare you to fulfill your purpose here, but also for the world to come. The next important information the Bible provides us about discovering our purpose is that we must obtain an intimate relationship with God. People who treat their relationship with God casually will never fulfill their true purpose in life. Jeremiah 29 and 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you have sought for me with all of your heart." Now, people may say, "I've accepted Christ as my Lord, but I really want to know, what is he expecting for me to do? What am I supposed to do next to really discover my purpose? I know there's something for me to do. What do I do?" Well, you know, there was a man who came to Jesus one day, and he said, "Jesus, what is the most important thing God wants us to do?" In Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 and 37, Jesus gave that answer. He said, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind." When Jesus states, "Love God with all of your heart," he's saying we should love God emotionally. Notice God says, "with all of your heart." That means putting him first before every other relationship and desire in life. Is that the way you're living today? That's a prerequisite for discovering your purpose in life. It's interesting that God points us to Jesus to establish a relationship with him. And then Jesus leads us back to God to understand our purpose in life. Now, I want to say it's crucial that you spend time daily in prayer and Bible fellowship with God. It is your time with God, that intimacy with Him, that will help you to begin to understand His plan for your life. And God has a wonderful plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I alone know my purpose for you, says the Lord, prosperity and not misfortune. It is for your welfare. I have in mind, not your undoing, to give you a future filled with hope. There are so many people in this world who are searching for hope. If you really look at our world today, there's not too much to be excited about. There's a whole lot to be afraid about. But as we come to know Jesus Christ, as we come to know God, we have security in their love, because their love will bring purpose to our lives and protection. Well, some may say, I understand about this intimacy, but I really don't know how to trust God. I really don't know how to just let myself go and believe in Him. Let me say once again, the reason why God encourages you to love Him with all of your heart is because the only way we can begin to truly trust is through an intimate relationship with a person. So many people have difficulty in this area of trust because they've never entered into an intimate relationship with God. How many of you would just give your car to an individual that you don't even know to drive if they ask for permission to drive it? Let me see your hand. Nobody is lifting their hand. That's good. Everybody's in their right mind here. On the other hand, if it was someone that you've known for years, a person that you've built a relationship with, a person that you have their cell phone number and know where they live, you might allow them to drive that car because you have a relationship of trust with them. You see, the only way that we can really learn how to trust God is by drawing closer to Him. And that only comes by spending more time with Him.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says, the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, He called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46:9, it says, for I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, you know, there's another challenge that we have when we try to identify God's purpose for our lives. And that is that God does not think the way we think. Isn't that great? Aren't you happy that God doesn't think the way you think? Two of you are happy. The rest of you, you're perplexed. Let me tell you something. The Bible tells us that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55:8 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways. And herein lies the dilemma. Because we're doing all that we know to do in our own reasoning. But it's not accomplishing things the way God wants them to be accomplished. And that's the reason why so many people are fearful, discouraged, and ready to give up on life. Hosea 4 and 6 states, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Now, the definition for destroyed is to be paralyzed, unfulfilled, and discouraged. You see, when we're not sure what God is doing in our lives, if we don't understand the process, many times we're so fearful we don't even want to go forward. It sure does bring discouragement in our life. And if you're not doing what God has called you to do, I'm sure you are unfulfilled. Let me encourage you this. When you ask God to direct your life, trust that He will do it. And then begin to follow Him. You know, so many people ask God, "Lord, just guide me and direct me in your perfect will." And then when He begins to do it, they don't follow. You see, it's not according to our human reasoning. It's according to the plan that God has established for our lives, even before we were born. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 states. It states, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean upon your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." So when you talk about your purpose, you need to ask God to reveal His purpose for your life. You need to ask God to reveal the plan that He has for your life. But then you need to follow Him. You need to obey Him daily. You need to say, "Lord, I will do and go wherever you want me to go." Sometimes that's going to bring you to some tough decisions because there's some relationships you're going to have to turn loose of. There's some people that God's been talking to you about, that they're not the best people and influence in your life, and you need to cut them loose. You need to let them go. It's important for you to realize that God only means good things for your life. And let me just say this. You cannot save everyone. In fact, you cannot save anyone. Only God can save people. So stop using the excuse, "Well, I'm there because they need me." They don't need you. They need the Lord. And what happens too often is we begin to compromise in our lives. And instead of being a part of the solution in a person's life, we become a part of the problem. Instead of them becoming more like us seeking for God, we become more like them finding more of the world in our lives. You've been entrusted with a mission. You're in this world for a reason. You are assigned a specific task to accomplish in life. God knew you before you were born. He predestined your life with a purpose. Listen to what Ephesians 1 and 11 says. We were predestinated. That means appointed beforehand and given an assignment in life. According to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His own will. It's time for us to stop looking at pastors and other leaders and saying it's their responsibility to do something. I don't have to do anything about the condition of the world. I have not been called. Well, I want to tell you tonight, you have been called. God has chosen you and placed a holy calling on your life. I'm going to ask Steve to read 2 Timothy 1 and 9. 2 Timothy 1 and 9. God has called every single one of us to be ministers and servants of His, to touch others in this world.
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
And your assignment that God has given you is your specific part that you play in the fulfillment of the Great Commission. God hasn't called you to be religious. God has not called you to attend the church of your choice. based on the choir and how much you like the pastor and what's going on there. You see, a large piece of the puzzle to understand the purpose of your life has to do with the local church that God has selected to plant you in. There is a spiritual location God has selected to bless you and cause you to prosper. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. And we're going to find out how God chose a man named Abraham to establish a new nation. But when we read the verse, we're going to see what had to happen to Abraham. He had to leave one location to go to the location that God had selected for his blessing to come. Go ahead, Steve.
Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee.
You see, God has predetermined a location of ministry for each of us, a place of blessing and prosperity, a place we will be developed spiritually, a place we will be fruitful, and a place where we'll be able to utilize the gifts that he's given us. Isaiah 63, or I should say Isaiah 61 and verse 3 states that we are called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. I want to emphasize once again, God is supposed to plant us. We're not supposed to plant ourselves. And when God plants us, then there will be results and fruitfulness in our lives. Listen to what Psalm 1 and 3 says. We shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Where does that happen? When you're planted in the place that God has selected for you to minister and to grow. Psalm 92 and verse 13 says, those planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Now you may be asking right now, well, how will I know that I'm in the right church? Well, after you've prayed, don't focus on external things like the size of that church, the beauty of that church, the numbers in the congregation, how well that choir sings, your friends who attend the same church, your family members who attend. Instead, listen to the words of the pastor who's speaking to you. Do they connect with your deepest longing to be used with God? The Bible says that deep calleth unto deep. God will allow that minister to say or do something that witnesses with your heart regarding your own call and purpose.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you have not lived up to your Christian devotion to God as you should this week, and you know you're even being tempted by the enemy. I want to pray right now that God will give you strength and that spirit that is coming against you would be broken by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you know, we are in spiritual warfare. That's why we pray. Prayer is warfare. And I want to pray a prayer for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every satanic attack against the people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command the powers of darkness to leave them, to leave their family, to leave their home. Father, we stop this attack in the name of Jesus Christ, who said through his name, we have power over all of the power of the enemy. Father, I pray that you will restore peace in their lives and peace in their homes and peace on the job. Father, so many right now not knowing what to do because of what's happening in the world. We pray for the peace of God and give them direction and help them in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe it will be well with every one of our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.